I was born in February 1925 in North London, but my parents came to the Garden City in 1928 when I was 2 years old. They had been Baptists, but following the mass slaughters in the First World War, they were attracted to the thinking of the Society of Friends, Quakers, and they joined the society. And I think one of their attractions in the Garden City was that there was a new growing meeting, and they also liked the idea of the Garden City. So we came here in 1928, and we lived first in Melbourne Court, an end house, and the garden backed onto fields, which led all the way down to Lempsford. But my mother was a restless soul, and she probably wanted to move again fairly soon. And we moved to Hanside Lane, where there's now a dental surgery, and it's two houses, and we lived in one of the halves there. But then again, she wanted to move again, and so we moved across, believe it or not, we crossed the road into the house opposite, also an end house. My first school was Hanside Junior School, which is now Applecroft. And I have a photograph of me in my class there. But my parents were not very satisfied with the school, particularly the headmistress, Miss Coe. And there was a lot of criticism of her. And one occasion, we little ones, what were we, six, I suppose? More senior boys were brought into the front of us and caned, and then told to stand in the corner of the classroom. Oh, gosh. The effect on the little ones was quite something. Mm. So my parents took me away, and I went to the private school, which was Welling High School, which of course later became Sherrod's Wood School. And I was there for some years. And then my parents moved to Letchworth so that my sister and I could attend a school that they thought a great deal of, St. Christopher's School, which was a progressive co-educational school and also vegetarian.